Hello.
Hiya, is that Gary?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Gary. Sorry, it's just Leah again from
Oh,
MMA
hi, Leah.
Legal.
Hiya.
Is now still an all right time just for a quick 5 minute chat?
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Sorry about that again. Before I do get into it, I have to again let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring
Okay.
purposes. And can you just confirm your date of birth and postcode for
It's
me?
14-12-71, and it's Foxtrot Kilo 2-7 Sierra Uniform.
Perfect, thank you. So I've just done some more looking through all of the records that we've got. And I had a little, literally, honestly, like 200 pages. I've just looked through as many of them as I can, had a little look with
Okay.
our OCR. So I can understand where the confusion comes in with the 1981. So from
All
what
right,
I can
well, I
see,
please tell, because I'm totally confused.
yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. So what the records state that social work became involved in 1981.
Social
And
work
so,
became involved in 1981.
yeah, so that's when,
Right.
so there was,
Was
it
that
was,
when the Carol Watson?
yes, so I did find Carol Watson in these records.
Right,
She
okay.
was named as your care worker, and then I believe there was a senior care worker as well, which was Moira.
I've not got a clue. No.
No, that's all
I
right. And
don't know.
all of the things were in, like the meetings and stuff were in Alva sub office.
Alloa.
Alva, that's the,
Alva.
yeah, that was what the office was called.
All right, okay. No, got a clue.
But it was in the Bedford House. It was just that was what their side called it.
Right, all right, okay, right.
And I've also got Lawrence Hill Academy.
Lawrence Hill Academy, yeah.
Yeah, so basically they became involved in 1981. So they were under, you were under supervision, but you were in your childhood home still with your parents.
Well, I thought I've always had it in my head, from way back even when I was care, that I was in care for 1981 to 1987, 29th of June 1987, I came out of care.
Okay.
And I've always believed, even as a wee boy, that I went into care when I was 11.
I mean, technically, you were under the
So,
local authority.
when did I go into Weedon's Hall then?
That was 1984. I've got the admissions records, so it shows specifically.
So I'm trying to think, because I was saying to my partner, like schools, because you're, is that like third year or something? If a 13-year-old, do you know you're in third year at
I think
school?
that would have been, I think
I
it's
never done
different
any
in,
of that at Lawrence Hill.
so it does, so it says here, date of admission into Weedings Hill was 19th of April, 1984.
But that's because I got put to Graham High School in Falkirk.
I've also got, yeah, I've got the Graham High School records here. I've got that written
But that
down.
I was in first year.
So you were put back.
I was put back.
Yeah. So the records show that you were put back a year.
All right. Right,
I'm
so
sorry if you
that's
didn't know
good.
that.
I
I
didn't know
hate
that
breaking
either.
these
Just
things to people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you were put back into
It
a
was
different
very
year.
confusing times and stuff, eh? Just off.
Yeah. And I can understand that, and I think a lot of people have
Right.
struggled as well. You know, when I tell them stuff, they're like, really? Like, it doesn't sound right.
Aye.
I mean, I obviously can only go off of what I'm reading.
I was going through some chaotic times at the time. I
Yeah.
was like running away a lot and
Yes, I've got the
obviously,
running away
getting
record.
into trouble and all that stuff. So.
But yeah, because your grades were between C's, E's, and D's.
Right.
So it said, unfortunately, still having a problem with attendance and timekeeping, and that was why you were
Right.
to try. That's why they moved you school, basically, to try and, if they moved you and put you back, it was to try and give you that bit of a fresh start.
Right. Because I remember, because I couldn't, they said that I couldn't handle like mainstream school, and I had ended up getting it's like tutor support or something. It was at
Yes.
it was in huts at Lambert High School.
Yeah. Because I've got a Mr. Douglas Skilling, who
A
was your
pass.
guidance teacher in Lawns Hill.
No, I don't know. I don't
That's
know.
okay. That's okay.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay.
That's what it shows. Obviously,
Right.
if you do still believe that it is different, I will go back and kind of maybe send out some
Well,
more
if
requests.
that's kind of maybe, I was just, oh no, that's really confusing for me, because I always thought I was 11 when I went into care,
From what it
because
looked like,
that's
it
when
was.
Carol, because I got really close to Carol, because she was my social worker,
You
and then when I
spent a
found
lot of
out,
time with Carol.
Aye, and
throughout
then
the 3 years.
I found out she was moving. I'm sure I went to a Joyce McDonald after that, I think. And I got really upset when Carol was leaving. And that's when I was 11, 12, going on 12.
Yeah.
Because I was one of the places I ran away. I was 12, was in London. When I ran away to London, I was 12.
I'd have to really. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
I know it is rough because I think as well it's the confusion, isn't it? So
aye.
I am gonna tomorrow, especially I'm gonna focus some of my time tomorrow really digging into these and trying to just kind of see. I can see a Joyce McDonald.
A Joyce McDonald, yeah, that was
yeah.
My...
So that was actually, this was a report from 1983.
83, right.
And this was when, so it was the school who got social care involved.
Oh, right, okay. I thought it was my mum.
But it was the school had concerns because of lack of attendance.
That's because I was running away all the time because of the abuse I was getting.
Well, that was it, yes, but there was a main mix of that, and
right.
The school were concerned about non-attendance because you actually did get a referral from school for non-attendance, yeah.
Right, okay, all right.
So it was a bit of a mix, that's why it went to
I always thought it was my mum that got it because she couldn't handle me anymore because my dad was in the jail at the time. He was in Lomas Prison in Bishop Briggs.
Was that your dad or your stepdad?
That was my dad, yeah.
Your dad?
My dad, my real dad, John Berry.
So I've got from the records that I've looked into for this, just for clarification.
Okay.
You were hit by your stepfather, is that right?
Say that again?
Your stepfather was abusing you?
No, it was my dad's best friend, the janitor at Lawrence Hill Academy, that was abusing me, sexually abusing me.
Okay.
The age of 11, and I always thought that's how I got in, that's why the social work got involved, and that's why I went into care. Because he got done with it, and there was four boys involved. Scott Barclay, he was the one that was taking me to my dad's best mate. His name is Rodney somebody. And
so
he was a janitor at Lawrence Hill Academy.
Yeah.
And that's how I always thought that was the reasons I got put into care, because I went off the rails. I walked into the local packy shop where he gave me a replica Colt 45 gun without the spring in it. And my dad was a cowboy. He used to go to the cowboy clubs and had the hat and the boots and everything. And I used to, obviously, I was only about 11 year old and my dad's boots were way too big for me. But I put them on anyway in his cowboy hat. And I walked into the local packy shop swinging this gun that this Rodney had given me to keep my mouth shut, basically. And the local the packy man thought I was trying to hold the shop up. And I got took into Randolph Field headquarters in Stirling, police headquarters, and I broke down and I told them what was happening. And the guy got arrested and stuff. And that's when I thought I went into care.
So, I mean, you can tell me if you want to know the information, because I don't have to tell you the information I've got in front of me. It's entirely your decision.
All right. Well, whatever it be, Leah.
Okay. So in 1979, when you were 8 years old. You were 8 years old. It says...
When that happened?
It was either your stepfather or your uncle, but it was from... This information came from you... your mother and your father, that your uncle hit you in the face and you got a black eye?
Oh, aye, that was my uncle.
It's okay. Are you okay?
That was my uncle. He used to tell everybody he was in the SAS. And I used to go to my bed to go to school in the morning, and he would come up about 11 o'clock at night and get me up out of my bed and make me stand facing the corner on the wall, put bands in my head. He told me it was to try and break me, make me feel stand in the corner every night.
It's okay. I'm sorry about
that. And then I couldn't take it anymore, and I attacked him and put a lead pencil in his leg, and he barred up down the place. And then my papa attacked me as well because my uncle stole his war medals and sent them for drink. And I got to blame it, and I got beat hell out with an old fashioned carpet beater. I had to hang under the kitchen table to get away from my papa. But aye, I think I was 8 year old when that happened. Oh.
Sorry, are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey,
can I go now?
Yeah, of course you can. Hey, I'm okay, sorry about this, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.